What happens when a man who's never done yoga tries a yoga program designed for men? In August 2011, Only a Game's Doug Tribou rolled out his mat, breathed deeply, and answered that question.
It's not news that there are dudes, guys, buds, and fellas who practice the ancient exercise regimen of yoga. But the simple fact is that most men do not do yoga and aren't planning to anytime soon. Enter Broga, a yoga class designed for, well, bros. Broga's creator and instructor is Robert Sidoti. The 41-year-old is blonde with a trim, muscular build. He says he started practicing yoga about 10 years ago as a supplement to other workouts.
First of all, it's a great feeling, you know, and then when it was applied toward, you know, I played a lot of basketball, a lot of golf, you know, it affected my flexibility in a real positive way, and also the strength, you know, I was able to hit the golf ball longer, I was able to play longer, my stamina was increased, so I just really fell in love with it.
Sidoti lives on the island of Martha's Vineyard. During a trip to California where he grew up, an old friend came up with the name Broga.
And I'm like, I'm so into yoga, man. This stuff's so cool, you know. I'm like really digging it and I'm talking it up. And he's like, man, you need to do something for the bros. What about Broga? And it was just like ding, 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 ding.
Sidoti started teaching Broga on Martha's Vineyard about 3 years ago. Earlier this summer, he started another class in Somerville, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. My wife and my mother-in-law enjoy yoga, but I've never tried it. So on a Saturday morning 2 weeks ago, I decided to man up and find out what Broga is all about.
Come on in, just getting started.
The studio on the lower level of a large community building is dimly lit, and there's a faint smell of incense. Mirrors line the wall along the front of the room, and before long, the space is pretty full, with 14 people on rectangular orange mats.
Slowly start to just observe the breath as it travels in and as it leaves your body. Make the connection.
After some quiet breathing and stretching, we move into poses, and it quickly starts to feel like a real workout.
Breathe in here, and exhale, lower all the way down. Untuck your toes, lift off cobra pose. Exhale, downward dog.
It seems that there are several yoga beginners in the group. It takes one to know one. And Sidoti makes a point to stroll past our mats to offer some guidance.
And then you lift through the waist, alive up through the waist. Ribcage, set the left knee forward more, Doug. Keep the right heel lifted for this one. That's the warrior stance.
Winthrop, Massachusetts resident Adam O'Neill is Sidoti's friend and business partner and is working to market Broga. O'Neill says some men are surprised to learn how challenging a yoga workout can be.
You can't muscle through it like you always could. You can't bang out a couple more reps on the, you know, bench press or just like dig deep and try to push a little harder on that mile run. Yoga is very much about living in that uncomfortable moment, and rather than trying to avoid it, learning to manage it and to deal with it and to find peace in that.
Yoga Journal is the top-selling magazine about yoga in the United States. In 2008, the publication commissioned a survey of more than 5,000 people. The study found there were approximately 15.8 million yoga practitioners in the U.S., and nearly 28% of them were men. John Capuya is a professor of nonfiction writing at the University of Tampa. His book, Real Men Do Yoga, was published in 2003.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all. I would just be very surprised if almost a third of the people in this country right now who practice yoga are men.
Capuya says he thinks fear of embarrassment keeps many men from giving yoga a shot.
I mean, I think it's kind of like the stereotype, well, men won't ask for directions when they're driving. You know, they don't want to go to a room in front of a bunch of women and then, like, the person says, okay, you know, shining upside down dog pose, and you don't know what she's talking about and you don't do it and, you know, you're behind.
Lengthen your spine. So reach your head toward the mirror. Long legs, hands resting on the shins.
Halfway through the hour and 15-minute class, I know my hamstrings are going to be killing me by the next morning, if not sooner. Push-ups are part of my regular exercise routine, but holding the plank pose in between reps isn't. And my shoulders will be hurting too.
Good. All together. Exhale.
Most of the poses we're doing today are common in regular yoga classes. Sidoti says he emphasizes upper body exercises to appeal to men with something they're likely to do well already. By design, there's no chanting or ohms, and few of the spiritual aspects found in some classes. He also incorporates a strong cardio component into each class, and that's where Hindu squats come in. The move involves squatting, sweeping your arms so your fingers graze the floor, then rising as you pull your arms back and thrust your chest out. As we repeat them in rapid succession, the breathing gets heavier, the room gets hot, and the mirrors behind Sidoti become completely fogged.
Breathe in and out.
This is Somerville resident Paul Lowenstein's second time at Broga. He says he's been to a few regular yoga classes, and he notices the difference.
This yoga, I definitely sweat more than any other yoga I've done before. I kind of hate it at the time, but it's good in the end.
Sidoti says the name Broga gets people's attention, but it's a blessing and a curse.
My battle with Broga is I'm offering something and creating something, a concept that I believe is real, it has depth, there's integrity. But I have to understand that it's a name that you can really play with. You know, I mean, there are so many broisms that you can throw in with this. You know, it's like, get with the program, stop procrastinating, get to the, you know what I mean? It's like, it's marketable beyond.
And that concludes the story of my first experience with yoga. It was great exercise, and I'm planning to give it another shot. I even picked up some of the lingo. Namaste, bro.
That's Only a Game's Doug Trabu. Since Doug ventured into the world of Broga last year, Robert Sidoti has expanded the number of classes he offers, and he and his wife have opened their own yoga studio on Martha's Vineyard. To see Doug's Broga photos, visit onlyagame.org. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Parati. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries or learn more about this week's music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. Our final word this week comes from any Broga dude in the world. It kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it? I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. The Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children, both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. And the Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine, online at poetryfoundation.org. This is NPR.